For nearly 3 years, Time magazine editor Richard Stengel collaborated with former South African President Nelson Mandela on his autobiography, Long Walk to Freedom. Interviewing him, traveling with him, and listening to him think out loud, Stengel came to know Mandela as a leader, a freedom fighter, and a man. In his new book, Mandela's Way, he sums up the lessons this esteemed African leader learned throughout his life. Richard Stengel considers Nelson Mandela, anti-apartheid activist, Nobel Peace Prize winner, and the man who led South Africa to democracy, an inspiring role model for everyone.
I wouldn't wish all the struggles that he had on anyone, but I think there are lots of lessons that he can teach us that we can use in our lives in everyday ways, and you don't have to be the head of a country or a revolutionary leader to understand some of these really important life lessons that he teaches.
Stengel notes that leadership seemed to be in Nelson Mandela's genes.
He came from a kind of aristocratic African background. His father was a headman of a tribe, and then when his father died, he was raised by the king of his local tribe, and he was immersed in African historic customs, and I think that helped shape him as a young man.
But perhaps the most powerful influence on the Nelson Mandela we know today, Stengel says, was the 27 years the anti-apartheid activist spent in prison. Initially a supporter of nonviolent resistance, Mandela eventually established the military wing of the African National Congress and led a campaign of bombing attacks against military and government targets. He was arrested and convicted of sabotage and other crimes against the state. The man who emerged from prison at age 71, Stengel says, was a very different man than the one who went in.
When he went into prison in 1964, he was this hot-headed, tempestuous revolutionary who wasn't always in control. And the man who emerged was a model of self-control and maturity. And prison taught him that in a way, because the only thing you could control in prison was yourself, and that made him stronger rather than weakened him.
Prison also taught Mandela discipline and focus. Stengel says in his tiny prison cell, Nelson Mandela also discovered what courage means.
Courage is not the absence of fear. Courage is triumphing over the fear that you have. I mean, he constantly told me that he'd been terrified. I was amazed because here was this great hero telling me he was frightened. And what he would say is that courage comes not from not being afraid, but from figuring out a way to suppress it, to overcome it, to tampen it down.
During his nearly 3 decades in prison, Stengel says Mandela had enough time to come to understand white fears and black frustrations. He learned to look for the good in others and to put himself in the shoes of those who disagreed with him. That perspective helped him recognize that life is not simply black and white, but shades of gray.
I used to ask him questions like, You embraced military maneuvers as a revolutionary, the fact that you thought you could topple the government, or you just wanted the good PR for the fact that you guys were frightening. And his answer used to be, why not both? For Nelson Mandela, it's never either or, it's always and both. You know, he sees both sides of different arguments. He thinks that people are often too passionate and too certain about things that they shouldn't be certain about, and that life is complex. You know, there aren't black and white answers to questions.
Mandela realized early on that paying attention to appearances, looking the part of a leader, was important.
He always wore, you know, beautiful suits when he was a young man. But the lesson is larger than that, because basically he says you have to sort of look and pretend to be the thing you want to be. I mean, if you want to be a leader, you have to act like a leader. If you, you know, want to be an artist, you have to look and act like an artist.
Stengel says it was as a youth in the South African countryside that Mandela learned another valuable leadership skill, how to lead both from the front and the back.
Lead from the front is the more conventional kind of leading that we know, you know, getting up on the podium and giving a speech or saying, follow me. But leading from the back is a different idea. We used to take these early morning walks in the countryside near where he grew up, and he once asked me if I'd ever herded cattle before, and I said no. And he said, well, it's interesting because there are lessons for leadership, because the way you herd cattle is you lead them from behind. You find the most able and smartest cattle and have them lead the way, and you empower them. And he said that's a good lesson for all of us, that basically you have to kind of share the wealth and you have to find people who can execute your vision and ideas. And I think that's relevant not only in politics, but again, even within families.
Stengel says his friendship with Mandela also changed his life in a very personal way.
I met a young woman photographer in South Africa who Mandela knew, and he knew her before I did. And, you know, when we started dating, he urged us each to marry the other. He just thought it was a match made in heaven. And he was both a godfather, really, to our marriage, and he became a godfather to really both of my sons, you know, both of whom have middle names that come from Mandela's real name.
Journalist Richard Stengel says Mandela's way sums up the wisdom of a leader who came to understand that his role in politics and in life was to set the course and let others steer the ship. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.